plan to offer at all.
Those are really the purely personal ones.
Yeah, purely personal ones where somebody's gonna maybe compare it.
Ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous. Like autographing is utterly ridiculous.
That's how big deal it is.
It is amazing.
Signing pictures, though, signing the pictures is utterly ridiculous. Do you have any further thoughts in regard to the person today?
Got Venom coming in this afternoon. I want to, I'm trying to follow through that thing, get one to know that.
Dirt is on, so.
Yeah, because of the guy that's fighting, that he's got two kids.
Right.
That's a question. He has dirt, we all, Venom's fine. We just got our copies yesterday.
Yeah.
It was Venom's fine. But, go over with him. There's a lot more analysis needs to be done, a lot more looking at it. It was quite as long on the Gallup thing, incidentally, as 5037 Gallup is. Yes, he just printed on Friday.
Why is he not printed? It's the same thing.
Well, because he's running with the trial deeds. And we don't have the trial deeds yet. We may get those this afternoon.
No, he's just not going to be worth pressing.
No. His trial deeds. He says, well, I shouldn't, they're always wrong. What he said was that the trial deeds will come out somewhere between Even and Nixon 2 points ahead.
Which is the same as ours.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, the one argument
makes them 2 points behind, right?
But it's stupid. I mean,
yeah.
I think they're all pretty
in essence, it's even.
But basically, it's even and 4 points ahead of Humphrey or 5 points, which means that would be a damn thing. But there's certainly something in the trial deeds. You might have often heard of this person. There's an all hope, isn't it?
The more you use hope, the better.
That's the point.
We have hope. People are worrying that she's bitches in a terrible sense. He's terribly worried that Meany's starting to put a lot of backing behind Jackson. It seems to me that's out of view. Very tough candidate for us.
He was.
But how could Jackson be nominated by Democratic convention?
No way.
Any more than Rockefeller could by the Republican convention.
I don't think Jackson can be nominated.
And that's the war issue out of the way.
Well, you said he were nominated.
Because it is so hard. Why? The left would have to go to another party. Because their whole hook is foreign policy. They can't.
Unilateral disarmament.
Yeah.
So what does Benjamin should do about it?
Oh, I don't know. In Bob always worries. Doesn't solve. But he, I think that is very serious. Mitchell was sitting here saying, I wish we could find $2 or $3 million somewhere to get to Scoop Jackson.
He's got it. Remember, I told Mitchell.
You said it, Lambert. You said he's got it. But
I have a feeling myself.
That also keeps Lather Gibson more committed to a guy that they ain't going to get anywhere, right?
I have a feeling myself.
You said that all of Wilbur's playing for him in the presidential game as Speaker. Filled his own stature.
Wilbur, you know, is not interested in nominating the president, and he isn't much of a candidate for vice president because he's such a lousy person.
For getting him talked about in a presidential context makes him a more likely speaker. It kind of pulls him out of the mob.
That he can get. He can be a very good speaker.
And that all those people rallying to him as a presidential candidate become, in effect, his basic leadership in the House for the speakership.
Don't let them. Got too many people.
Generally, they just talk about it.
No. Don't let them babbling around here because it's like the press. That's what I'm concerned about. You know what I mean? I don't want to see a lot of stories saying,
should be, but the lawyers worry about.
I don't want them to worry about anything, and I don't want Finch, Rumsfeld, and any of our freight loaders to go out and get any backgrounders. I don't want any political backgrounders by anybody on the White House staff, separate, anybody. I don't want anybody to get it. I don't want anybody to be candid, you understand? I don't want anybody by Sapphire or any politics is, or both. I don't want Colson to talk politics to anybody. Not with any comments, is that clear? I think it's very important not to, Bob.
That one, I do get that, but I'll do it again.
I want him, you gotta keep, I want him to get everybody to talk, it'll be hardest for Finch. Because you don't have the hell, why do people want to see Finch except on that now? And you know me, but he just gotta say, well, I'm just not gonna discuss it. Trying to, well, that, like, I want to get Finch in though this sometime this week.
Dave Broder's doing a, you know, starting to blow the thing. Caught me the other day and wanted to talk to me, and I said, Dave, I just don't want to talk, I have nothing to say about politics.
Good.
Essentially, long.
I don't.
I have exactly what I'd like to deal with in politics.
It's good, because hard enough is helpful.
It is hard though, because those guys are all, you know, the season started so early that,
Bob, they'll have us doing nothing but talking politics, they have their way. We will not talk politics. Canada's everywhere, this is in the news thing, and he just sent there the divided body papers in there about what do I say when they ask about Muskie, what do I say when 3 months over, the usual line. He doesn't recognize, first, generally speaking, the Bastions have got a good enough sense not to ask, but if they do, I have one quick, terse answer that I do not consider the presidential press conference part of the forum, discuss parts of political matters, I will not take any questions on that subject. See?
And that's just beautiful.
You can't even want to make, you can't make a laughter, of course, he's so full of beans that he wants to get a lot of people here and there, but I must not do it. I don't want to do it.
Well, we've got a problem that is a real problem, but it's a potential, not problem, but situation where we've got a lot of guys who are political warriors, political animals, who love the political fight.
Who want me to get out there?
No, no, we don't want you to get out, but who are intrigued with the whole thing. And you know, so they like to talk about it.
Can't you
think about it?
Can't you let them?
We've got to let them turn these
things. Exactly. Get out of the way. I think you ought to set up a scheme where they get that. But I don't want them, everything that's coming to me, I don't want, like it'll be Canada's writing these and others write these memoranda with regard to politics. I don't want them, everything again that's coming to me.
Okay.
I really don't want to see them, Bob.
Okay.
I don't think I should, as a matter of fact. I just don't think it's all that. What the hell can I do about it? I think you've got to get Colson off of it, too. I think Colson has got to, you know what I mean? He can play his games, but I don't want him to get into the business where he is thinking that we're going to analyze these people. I'm not going to work where I look every month to see how they're all this and the other thing. I've got, you know, we should, like, there are a press conference like this, you know, I don't think any of the people around here have any idea how much damn work it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to talk about the international monetary situation. I've got to talk about the steel. I may not get any questions on it, but you've got, I have to be prepared on that. I've got to be prepared about marijuana. I've got to be prepared about
health.
Such stupid damn things that Reverend Sheridan and the rest of the dinner asked about, but I've got to have answers. And Jesus Christ, it's a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Now, if I get into the political thing, I will not handle the other things at all.
Do you want to go ahead and set the July 6th for the midway meeting?
Yeah.
Henry's very anxious to,
yeah, that's
to get word to you right away.
That's the date.
That'll preclude our
4th of July.
4th of July.
That's just a, well, we'll agree.
Well, you can do something on the 3rd. You can do something on the 3rd, the night of the 3rd, which would be the main time you do TV, and then you can fly to California on the 4th,
yeah,
and fly to Midway on the 5th. Meeting on the 6th and come back. So that's
why we are going to California. Oh, we're going to do it here.
Well, we had an idea. The thing that is boiled down, it really, I think, is exciting. You may not like it,
but okay, it is.
Well, the idea is a half-hour national telecast, free time, on 4th of July Eve, Saturday night, originating from the National Archives, which is a spectacular setting.
Who talks? I do.
The President, the Speaker, and the Chief Justice. You go to the three guys. The archives are ideally suited to it. They've got the one thing on one side and the other thing on the other.
Make a speech and
you
get a bill.
No, you stage it. You have the Army Chorus, band. They play Hail to the Chief, and then you're announced as the President of the United States, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Chief Justice of the United States. Three of you come in. You introduce the thing very briefly with a, you know, purpose of this program, reiterate the American values on the eve of Independence Day, and the start of, and this is what you tie it to, of the bicentennial era. Because it's 5 years from today, or 5 years from tomorrow, we will celebrate our bicentennial. And this is the start of the bicentennial period. It's a bicentennial commission, in effect.
I guess not sure if the speaker, I just don't know what the hell Albert's going to have to say this word.
We give him something. They've got some ideas.
And the Chief Justice will figure out something.
We give him something. They both are kept down in length.
Do I still get a chance to put on my red skull mask or not?
No.
What the hell? If they love your talks, they don't like it.
Well, what you do, you have the music. The Army Corps does a medley of patriotic songs. Then Berger does brief remarks. Then Albert does brief remarks. Your remarks, and you close with the national anthem. And the historic setting, the reason for doing the three guys is to get it on the TV. Now, you can do it yourself just by asking for presidential time or address, but if you don't have news, you shouldn't do that, sure. But this makes it news, the heads of the three branches of government. I like the idea of having Albert there because you and Berger will be so much better than Albert,
right?
That I think politically we pick up a huge thing by comparison. He may not do it. But that would, we went over and over all the stuff with the television guys, and this is the thing that'll get on TV, and it can be done.
They've done around the archives and the White House there.
Nope.
Looks like our house.
The center of the
archives is the background history, I see.
You have the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence is on the wall behind you. And then there's a big mural, one on each side.
Well, get it together. I'm going to do all mine ad lib. And somebody's going to have to write it. This can do it well. I think Andrews is going to write it better than, probably, than, for that sort of thing, better than either Sapphire or Price. You get a motion and close. All right, we'll go with that. You realize we kill it earlier in California. That's all right.
Well, you kill the earlier California week, but then you, what you could do.
I'm not going to California in here. I'll use that. I can't do that.
No, you stay here.
And do it in Camp David. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Well, you can still do the Dreyfus Island thing the week, that weekend.
Yeah, I suppose. Can most times.
Then you do the press conference on the 24th.
That still should be on.
And then that weekend, you just stay around here. Go to Camp David. Then the following week, you run your schedule here in Washington, whatever it is.
Maybe that weekend I should go to Florida. Is that open?
Sure.
I mean, I ought to get the hell out of town. Maybe that should be Florida rather than here.
Camp David. There's nothing happening that weekend here anymore.
See, that's knocked out. But anyway, they're not ready to do their debt tests, their business on the budget and so forth at that time, are they?
Yeah, they would be that following week. You could do it here instead of
24th if you want
to. By the 26th it would be, yeah.
Well, you don't have to do it over the weekend.
No. You shouldn't do it over the weekend.
And we should
during the week. Christ, no, we don't do it over the weekend.
They always knock my weekends out. I got to talk to these people.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous. Those are working days, and they should be set as working days. And we can make a lot of mileage out of here. You're closeted with your budget people.
Where would you have it?
You do it here, do it in Florida, do it in California. Or Camp David.
Yeah. Now, we can do that after we return from Midway.
Let's spend the week in California. Well, that was my thought, is when you come back from Midway. On the 6th,
yeah.
You stay there through that following weekend.
Yeah. What would that be through what?
The 12th or 13th, something like that.
Stay a little longer.
Sure.
I don't want to spend just 4 days in California. I think we might just spend 10 days there.
Well, that's the thing to do.
Coming off of Midway.
I just spend that whole week. I'll come back the following weekend.
And which would be about
18th.
That's fair enough.
There's another
merit to another California press conference out there.
There's another merit to that, which is the next National Committee meets in Washington the 16th and 17th, it'd be a good time not to be in Washington. Doesn't make much difference, but
I'm sure. Well, that's where Red's working, the farms are gonna have to have me there, aren't they?
No.
I just didn't.
No, January.
You don't have to be there at all.
Absolutely.
Did I move in January? Remember, I shook all their hands. Tell me my wrong, did I or didn't?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the national?
I can't remember what we did, but.
Yes, I did.
We've done it, there is no thought of all doing.
They all came through the line.
They haven't even raised the question of doing,
getting to California that weekend.
But I think it's good to be away.
And we should be out there going over a bunch of your things like that that weekend.
The rest of them are out there.
I mean, that's good too. About time to do one.
Take a good shot in July out there and then come back, be here for 3 or 4 weeks and then take a short shot at the end of August.
Do the California press conference on the time that's best for them, 7:30 or something like that.
Well, in the summertime, it's a good idea to do a little.
Or do 8 o'clock, but it's easier to level.
Right.
How would that be?
I would. Not before.
Good. 8 o'clock in the morning time. I'll tell you, that's all good. Press conference up there. Providers that are using the rest, between.
Yeah, but
I'll meet the weekend after midway, I should take off.
On the 15th, we do the press conference, which is 10 days.
And let's get these budget things and so forth, not on the final. I realize that we would do nothing on that budget.
So if you can't do it, do those.
And we should do that before we go to California.
Why not?
Frank's over here. It needs a lot of attention.
I think it looks good publicly to do it.
Right.
Look as if you're holed up. The first place you can work, you can only work in those about 4 hours. They can only work out in about 4 hours.
So I can work.
And also, it looks like we're working all day. I can't have it. Something has to do with that.
You've got to get, I think your plan, zero in on John Rowe and George Schultz. Both Cat Weinberger would be a great ally here with regard to the budget and all the domestic council stuff and so forth. I just can't emphasize it too much. Look, we in this way do say the union messages. We really can. From the standpoint, it was great at the time. Everybody loved the first one. The second one was fair. But nevertheless,
second one was good from the viewpoint of the Congress, certainly. It gave us a program.
It gave us a program. All right, fine. So you got to have a program. But from the standpoint of issues that grand people, neither one meant all that well. And we found it out when I went to Chicago right after that. Remember, we had that. Well, I thought those people would give a shit about the environment, one environment area. Some people worried about the lake and other things. They were more worried about other things. Now, I know that I'm biased on this. I know that John particularly disagrees with me on it because, you know, he comes from Seattle and they love the environment up there.
God damn it, I know most of Whitaker's done a study on the environment, looking at Whitaker's schools and stuff, and he's pretty sure. He says that really the only issue on the environment is
the air.
Is the air and to some degree polluted water.
Yeah, but the air, Bob, is where the air is only in
the cities. That's right.
You know that only
that's right.
You?
That's right.
Most cities don't have an air problem.
That's right.
So they don't give a shit about Los Angeles or New York.
That's right.
You get my fact, they can elect those people.
That's right, Rob.
As far as the polluted water is concerned, do you realize there are most people never see any water at all? They really don't. What the Christ are we talking about? Polluted water.
Yeah, not a lot of rivers.
They don't see it. People live in their houses. They look at television. They ride around to the movies. They go to drive-ins. They don't go out and look at the goddamn river. That's what these people don't realize.
Okay, so when you
Justice Douglas walks up and watches birds.
Yeah.
He cares. We don't give a shit. Yeah.
The birds and the ecology and the all that kind of stuff. Nobody, and parks.
And people don't care about it.
Even the parks.
I mean, let's cut down the park deal.
No, that's still nice. That sounds good, even though they don't
care. Right.
It's a nice legacy kind of thing.
Yeah, we ought to do something. Well, the park deal, I bought. The rest of the stuff we have to do, like the clean air, we have to do the rest.
Also, the parks is positive. The other is negative. Pollution is only...
And the parks does not destroy one of our own people.
That's
well,
right.
Whitaker's not realizing this, because he's a great environmentalist.
Yeah, I know he is, but he was looking at the poll stuff on it. We'll get more on when they get their issue poll. They'll find out that people just don't give a shit about most of that stuff.
then all of the same again on what matters and what is good. And I really feel that, I feel that that's where, basically, it's like, three matters. Are you tired? The people get tired of it. They say you're not saying anything new, and in the end, then they get, but if you get off a subject A, you're dead. Now, at this point, subject A, as far as the Democrats are concerned, the reason they continue to hammer on Vietnam, that subject A, it helps them. I mean, are there
sure, because he rose the administration.
Rose the issue. As long as they keep doing it, we are frankly not.
And the fact that it goes away doesn't hurt them a bit. When, I mean, it sure hurts them. They'd be better off if it stays there. But if it goes away, then they move to something else. They've still gained the ground of hurting us.
What in the name of God? None of the Democrats, none of them have been, say, have been taken on except during the new summary. Or if behavior correctly was praising the was the candidates in the new summary for urging that their being against ABM had helped to lead to the sole agreement.
No.
I worked about it. Because the column's exactly the opposite. He tore down goddamn high, so
I know
he
did.
Almost as if we read it.
I didn't read it.
Well, I read his column, so I made it.
I just read it.
I misread it. So did Henry. And Henry read it. He said, well, he said, and then he finally determined it was simply, they prepared it in a hurry to get across.
Wilson went just the other way.
Yeah. But my point is, they can be this, and then people forget it. Domestic initiatives. It really gets around on revolutionary belief. Unless you can tie the property tax reduction, it ain't worth a goddamn's an issue. Correct?
Yep.
And I don't know. It I don't know how you can tie the property tax reduction.
I don't know why you can't. It's irresponsible, but because it does directly relate to it, but it sure does indirectly.
Sure.
In that, if you don't have some form of relief to local governments, they're going to have to raise property taxes. No question.
But we ought to have a bill which cuts your property taxes to support the regulations. Support, you know, that's what we should be. We're cutting property taxes. People do not see this. They do not see it either.
Someone's got to get sort of irresponsible and start saying that.
All right.
Even responsibly allude to it, there's a responsible way
to the economy. All that really matters.
Looking up there is unemployment.
Unemployment.
Because the other stuff looks like it's going to be all right.
Inflation? No.
It's
too much to do. Wholesale prices are this damn American thing.
Inflation that isn't really bad. As long as it isn't really bad, it doesn't have to be too good. But in unemployment,
just hangs.
If we can't cut that, we're not going to, though. It'll be going down. You aren't apparently, obviously, not going to get it down.
Or why is it? He prefers to have it stay at 6 because it controls inflation, provided it starts to move down toward the end of the year.
Of this year.
This year.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It starts moving down and gets down.
Some believe
it's got to go. Got to go down about a tenth of a point.
A lot of people that I want you to check with earlier on summer youth jobs. There was an article in the New York Daily News indicating we had cut the number of summer youth jobs in New York City from 45,000 last year to 41,000 this year. I earlier distinctly remembered that we had increased the number of summer youth jobs. We announced the whole goddamn program, remember?
Yep.
Now, maybe this is part of this screwing Lindsay. I don't know what it is.
It's quite possible.
But on the other hand, I needed. I'd kind of like to know. Better get me a 1 cent. And also, in John's case, I want you to have the same kind of a talk with him that we've had with Henry with regard to the size of staff. Not only the size of staff, but the preparation of papers. Great mounds of paperwork. I mean, I sent in a little question. And I really don't, when I do, and that's why I'm not doing it as much, I don't want them to prepare me a goddamn notebook on it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. When I ask a question, now I get a mountain of paper.
And I get a whole study of the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I just want a quick little answer. I want one paragraph. Yes or no. You know, maybe.
some way or other.
It's technical, I use it, I would use an example. The reading that I had for Alabama was perhaps five times too long, you know what I mean? It could have been done in about 3 pages if somebody had just got to work in the goddamn thing and said, here's what you want to cover, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My God, I had a political briefing, they had about 8 pages or...
The other thing, if they do it that way and get it in on time, then if there's some area where you want more information, you say, give me some more dope on this, and we can get another page to cover something you don't think is detailed.
I think we're cutting Henry Johnson, I don't know.
It's hard to avoid.
But it's still boring here.
Yeah, they all do. It's absolutely right. What it is it's self-justification. You've got people down there somewhere that if they don't pour out paper, there's no reason for them to be there. So they pour out paper.
And so that's the fact, we've got to figure out something for him to do. Don't we just give him the youth thing? Let me say that I think we're making one mistake. I think you're in effect about her putting pension under Colson. That will not work on youth. Now I understand, I know Colson can run it better, but I think that unless you give Finch something to do.
Finch is the head of it, he's running it, is in charge. Colson's just trying to
do chatter.
Keep his pieces plugged up.
Is Finch on?
I think so.
Now, our election committee is registered 2.5 times as many as Republicans are. One is probably the one on the registrations. It's the Democrats and Republicans that have. So why would this keep out of the NAND program? We have to.
Ostensibly, yeah. I don't know whether it does anything. It demands it sometimes.
And there are any basic ideas.
Richard's go, apparently, over there. So something didn't work out with him.
And so you gotta get him in about once a week. Rumsfeld, you haven't heard from him?
No, he's back, right?
But he doesn't get it done, withdraw it. And let's get somebody else in the damn charge. This is good. The candidates, I don't think that at all. There needs to be the symbolism they need. Is to have somebody that, when I say conservative, Bob, I know that they're holding something in shit. Is it that? What I'm concerned about is not to have a nitpicking, screaming, squealing, whining away. You've got to have somebody that goes on and works on the cosmic. I think Al will cosmic, and I don't think we can. In his nature, he can. I think it's difficult to pack to go like, you know what I mean? Because he's really down. He's looking on a lot.
Yeah. Reagan did a hell of a job on that, yeah. And he wrote him a scathing letter.
Maybe.
Told him that they were not to organize for him, that he would withdraw any support and backing of Yap in any way, shape, or form if they carried this project forward one more step, that he totally denounced it in every regard, that they should be working for President Nixon's re-election, as he is. And, bam, bam, bam. He's making sure that he's keeping that wicket covered.
If he wants. He realizes that
that's the way to get it.
If he wants to get it someday, he knows goddamn well he's going to get it with my support, not without it.
Now, really, if he's going to get it at all, he's going to get it only if something happens to you. Because someday it's going to be too late. 76 is too late for him.
Yeah, but I mean, if something happens to me, then your support, or
your people's support.
Not going to get it without it's Nixon's people, not Yap's people.
That's exactly the Yap people are going to be bandwagon. They think he's got them
either way.
So he's playing smart. He's doing exactly what he should, which is to disavow them and tell them to get with you. And that's what he's got to do.
Incidentally, I was
probably smarter than he did last time.
So what the Regal was there? Who didn't Ziegler answer that? I just want to, he did, didn't he? Knocking down.
Oh yeah, and they had Bill Gill bait him yesterday on the thing, and he just knocked him against the wall.
Well, where did he say that it happened? He said he saw me in my apartment in New York, and that I told him that we're going to end the war in 6 months.
Yeah, well, Gill just completely smashed it on him yesterday on issues and answers.
Didn't get the papers that way. It just played the
other. Yeah, well, we got no mileage out of the. We did a hell of a good job on ABC yesterday.
Yeah.
They had Regal and McCloskey.
Yeah.
And the ABC reporters just tore them apart. And we didn't get one. Anybody who saw the thing, we gained a lot of points, but we didn't get one stick of news out of it. Not one iota. Instead, we found another good weapon. last night on the Dick Cavett show, you know, McCloskey's getting an enormous amount of television. And just because he's interesting, you know, he's a guy taking on the president. But last night he was on the Cavett show, and they put Jack Kemp on opposite him, on our side. And Kemp did a superb job of answering on a factual basis, but also the emotional thing, and played it just beautifully. And he's exactly the right guy to put a freshman congressman up against him.
True judge.
He looks good. He looks the out McCloskey all the way around. He's better looking. He's sharper.
Yeah.
He's got his facts straighter.
Yeah.
And he handles that kind of thing.
Likes to fight.
Damn well. So what we're going to do is make Kemp our one-man McCloskey truth squad. And he does it on his own, but we make sure McCloskey goes off to Chicago. We'll ship Kemp out to Chicago too. It'll be good for Jack. It'll build him up.
Good.
And it'll be like gold did in his early days, you know. Kemp will just become a young tiger.
Yeah, you got to keep McCloskey from just somebody having a free ride.
We can't give him a free ride, but we can't elevate him. It's much better for Kemp to answer than for Bob Dole to answer.
That's right.
Because he puts him up too high then, or for a senator or something.
But you say that Gill did smash the Regal? How did he smash him?
Well, he said, he just had him writhing on the, he kept pinning him on the packs, and Regal kept waffling on it, and wasn't able to finish it. Gill said, I have it on the highest authority that this is absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
And that's, Ziegler used the quote, the president said that was not true, and the, it was preposterous or ridiculous or something like that.
Why would I tell an asshole like that?
And Gil kept hammering on it, and Regal couldn't answer. He said, well, you know, and kind of waffled around.
But he repeated the charge?
Apparently. Gil forced him, in a sense, to repeat it. And then zeroed in on what do you mean by it. Because I have an honest story. This isn't true, that you didn't in any way. And he said, well, you know, that's what I understood. I'll get the transcript, see.
No.
Because I didn't see the thing that the report was good.
Okay. I think that's great. That's the way to use Kemp. Is that one-on-one type of thing rather than a general basis that we're going to use in Ireland for some of those guys? And Jack White's taking on that kind of a fight, so. Nice fight. Of course, you know, one thing I do think the Folsom operation should do is to buy it. Are we getting equal time on Canada Carson and Sir?
We are.
Okay, sir.
And we all, you know, the Commonwealth did their broadcast against the war. They bought time on a lot of stations. They got free time on about a half a dozen, then they got paid time. They tried to get free time on the networks, they couldn't get it, and they couldn't sell it, networks wouldn't sell them either. We do now. We waited until we were committed on all the stations, and then filed, we did the teletanon, filed for free time to answer, because under a quirk of the law, if you sell time to one partisan thing, you have to provide time for an answer.
Free?
Yeah. And we've got an email at WTOP in Washington. And so teletanon is going to put on this Dalton Roach, this guy that plays the banjo and tells his time to your
time.
You know, the thing is,
I think part of our problem here is this, that one of the things is that we get a distorted view
times.
That's true. You do news of that, except that basically the news summaries carry only what the columns and the rest say about it, or that where it. And goddammit, they do not report our side. They only report the other side. Isn't this really true when you come down to it?
Yeah.
You know, our guys can be on, like, where it can be on Meet the Press, Space Nation, Press, you get a blip. Any attack can be on, goddammit, it's in the news. See my point?
Yeah.
It's the old story, newspaper versus the
op. It's like this ABC thing yesterday, where there's nothing reported on it. You never know what happens. Unless you watch it, people who watch it do know.